Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about intercession, or what we call in Arabic, shafa'at. As you know, shafa'at and intercession is a concept which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in numerous places. By way of example, we read the following. Say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, say, all intercession rests with Allah. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Then you will be brought back to Him. This verse, in its absoluteness, affirms that intercession is an act that only can be performed by Allah. Nobody has the right to intercede on behalf of anybody else. However, and this is something that a lot of Islamic sects, they believe in. They say that, you know, nobody, there's no such thing as shafa'at in the hereafter for human beings. Allah only has the ability to intercede for other people. They consider this the belief that, you know, a human being, another person, can intercede on the behalf of another person. They consider this a form of shirk and polytheism. And because of this, they ascribe shirk and polytheism to certain sects within Islam who believe in shafa'at. Like, for example, the Shia, or, you know, some of the Sufis, and they consider them to be disbelievers. However, if we look at other verses of the Holy Quran, we see that no, in these verses, God Almighty, He allows intercession to be performed by other people, albeit with His permission. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Who is it that may intercede with Him except with His permission?" And he also says, no one will have the power to intercede with Allah except for him who has taken a covenant with the All-Beneficent. And he also says, intercession will not avail that day except from him whom the All-Beneficent allows and approves of his word. So there are exceptions made to this, as we can see. And this is also confirmed by the hadith, like the hadith that we're going to recite for you today. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "When I stand at the glorious station, I will intercede on behalf of those of my community who have perpetrated grave sins, and Allah will accept my intercession for them. By Allah, I will not intercede for anyone who hurts my progeny." So here, clearly the Prophet, he states that, you know, intercession is something that that he himself will perform on the day of resurrection. And similarly, he also said, "On the day of resurrection, I will surely intercede for anyone who harbors even a fly's wings worth of faith in his heart." And in generalizing this power of intercession, he said, "Every prophet was given the right to a special request which they asked from Allah, but I suppressed my request in return for the permission to intercede for my community on the day of resurrection." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at intercession in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد